Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents...
Wild Bill Hickok! Hiya, folks. Hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg sugar pops. Because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles in today's exciting story, The Telltale Scar. Kids, there's no time to lose. Kellogg's thrilling movie-naming contest closes midnight, June 15. Listen closely for details. When the West was young and raw, Eastern Crooks chose its vast and empty plains as a place of escape. But once across the Mississippi, they were in the territory of United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok. Wild Bill and his big deputy Jingles never left an outlaw's trail until the man was caught and jailed. It was no different when a scream from Miss Petty and the face on a wanted poster set the famous partners on the trail of the man with the telltale scar.
Doggone it, I wish I hadn't gone to the post office. Now I got a package of wanted posters as thick as a man's arm.
Jingles! Oh, Jingles, did you get them?
Uh-oh. Morning, Miss Petty. Nice morning, ain't it?
Now, don't change the subject, Jingles. I know you've been to the post office.
Oh, you sure have got a one-track mind, Miss Petty.
One track's enough to run on at a time. You got the wanted posters. I see them under your arm.
Yes, I'm taking them to the office where me and Bill can go over them.
Oh, you won't give me just one little peek?
No, ma'am. Now, this is official business.
Then I'm going into the office with you.
Now, Miss Petty, hadn't you ought to be going on into your dress shop next door and, dusting the counter or something?
The counter's dusted, and I can watch through the windows for customers. Hurry on now, Jingles. I'm all excited.
Yes, ma'am. You get that way over every new batch of posters.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Hickok.
Good morning, Miss Petty.
We got the mail, Bill.
And the posters came, Mr. Hickok. You don't mind if I stay and look at them with you, do you?
Yes, you do, don't you, Bill?
Not at all, partner.
Oh.
We get those wanted posters for everybody to see.
Now there, Jingles. Come on, open them up.
Oh, all right. There you are.
Good sized batch this time. Well, take a good look, Miss Petty, while I go through them.
That first one's not much, only $200 reward.
Here's Bigfoot Brown loose again, Jingles.
Hey, he's a three-time loser.
Yeah, I doubt if he'll show up around here, though.
Look at that one. Jewel thief, $1,000 reward.
Mean-looking monkey, ain't he?
Plenty. Zip toller, stole a Van Up necklace in New York. Brown hair, mustache, clean shaven otherwise, with a scar on right side of his chin.
Disappeared over 8 months ago. Somebody should have caught him by now.
Well, sometimes it's not so easy, Miss Petty.
Oh, she thinks there's nothing to it, Bill. All you do is stand in front of the post office. Long comes the owl hoot, and you say, "How do you do? We have a real nice jail here. Would you like to see it?" And he says, "Sure, Marshal. Lead the way."
Oh, now, Jingles, you're just poking fun at me. But you can never tell when I might see one of those crooks and lead you right straight to him.
She's right.
Oh, she wouldn't know one of them if he walked right up and dipped his hat.
I would. I know I would. Oh, my goodness, there's a man going into my shop. I gotta run. I'll be back.
Don't hurry.
You know, partner, you get right rough on Miss Petty
well,
at times.
Well, doggone it. I get tired of her always trying to be a petticoat Pinkerton detective.
You might be right surprised if she did turn up with one of those birds.
I sure would.
That's Miss Petty.
Yeah, what's she yelling about?
Come on, we'll find out.
You come back here! Oh, Jingles, Wild Bill, it's him! Help, Wild Bill, he's getting away!
Bill, Well, she ain't hurt. What's all the yelling about, Miss Petty?
Hold it, hold it.
No, Bills. Jingles, it was him.
Who's him?
Well, I'm trying to tell you. It was the man on the poster, that Zip Toller. He ran out the back way.
Now, Miss Petty, the man that came in here had a beard.
Anybody can grow a beard, you big ox.
You can't.
Oh,
no time for jokes now. Come on, we'll have to take a look out back.
Now, Bill, Miss Petty's imagination is running away with her.
It won't hurt to check, partner.
There, you see, not even a horny toad in sight.
Down, Jingles, back against the wall.
Now, where'd that shot come from?
I don't know, but it's a sensuous trying to plug you right between the eyes.
Boys and girls, don't delay entering Kellogg's big movie naming contest for boys and girls under 21, because this contest will close June 15.
Cowpunchers, the first two prize winners, a boy and a girl, will get to act with Andy and me in a Wild Bill Hickok movie.
They'll also get a two-week free trip to Hollywood, plus $250 spending money, their own film print of the movie,
and a beautiful big 21-inch Motorola TV set with the new exclusive double-powered picture.
There are 500 second prizes, too. 500 more big Motorola TV sets. And 500 wonderful third prizes. 500 Motorola portable radios, famed for super-sensitive performance. Now, to enter, just follow the simple rules and name a Wild Bill Hickok movie. This movie tells how some boys and girls helped Guy and Andy capture the fur thieves of Hoot Owl Pass. And want a tip? The best movie titles have no more than five words, like Wild Bill and the Winners or Capture of the Fur Thieves. But you can think up dozens better than these. Titles will be judged on originality, uniqueness, and aptness. Judges' decisions final, duplicate prizes in case of ties, contest subject to applicable laws.
Print your title, your name, address, and age on a sheet of paper, or back of a box top from Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops or Kellogg's Sugar Smacks.
Send your entries, as many as you wish, each with a box top to Kellogg's TV Contest, Box 749, Chicago 77, Illinois. You can get a copy of these contest rules from your grocer. Contest closes midnight, June 15. Now, don't delay. Contest closes in just a few days.
Send your entry in today.
When Wild Bill and Jingles ran out the back of Miss Petty's dress shop, they saw no one. Then suddenly from nowhere, a shot tore open the morning air and a slug missed Jingles' head by inches.
Yeah, I wish the Jasper'd show himself. I'd blast him loose from his boot.
Looks like Miss Petty was right after all.
Now, I ain't admitting that.
If he shoots again, maybe we can spot him.
Yeah, unless his aim is better the next time.
Just keep your eyes peeled, Jingles.
Jingles! Wild Bill, did you see him?
Stay back inside now, Miss Petty.
Yeah, don't you come out here. This is man's business.
Bill! Jingles, come here quick. Hurry!
Oh, now she's yelling again.
Come on, partner. Maybe she's in trouble.
Yeah, and cooking up more trouble for us.
Now, what's the matter, Miss Petty?
Wild Bill, just look what that crook dropped when he ran out of here.
Holy jumping junie bugs, Bill. Look at the diamonds.
Well, Jingles, I guess it's time you stood there with your eyes popping like a bullfrog. Now maybe you'll believe me when I tell you something after this.
No, I didn't mean nothing.
Hold it, you two. You say that stranger dropped this?
Yeah, but where'd he get it in the first place?
Jingles, sometimes I wonder what you use to hold your ears so far apart. This is the Van Up necklace, and that man was Zip Toller as sure as you're born.
Well, we got to catch him.
Yeah, but how? We don't know what he looks like.
I do.
That's what worries me, Miss Petty.
What do you mean?
It's dangerous to know what an owl hood looks like, especially when you're the only one who does.
Well, we got the poster over in the office, Bill.
You're right, Jingles, and that gives me an idea. Come on, you better come with us, Miss Petty.
Certainly will. He was one of the meanest looking men I ever saw.
What are you going to do now?
I'll take another good look at that poster, Jingles, then draw a beard on it.
Why, what a wonderful idea. I can draw the beard right on his picture, and you'll know exactly what he looks like.
Well, there's a stack of posters on your desk, Bill. Pick out Zip Toller's and... What's the matter?
We're moving too slow, partner.
Huh?
Zip Toller's smarter than you think. The poster with his picture on it is gone.
Then he stole it right off your desk.
That means he's 10 miles down the road by now.
I doubt it.
Huh?
Why'd you say that?
Well, more than likely, he figures to stay around town and get that necklace back. We'll have to set a trap for him.
Now, hold on, Wild Bill Hickok. Every time you go setting a trap for some owl hoot, I know who winds up being the bait. Me, little old Jingle.
This time, we've got the bait all set, Pardon.
Why, certainly. The necklace.
That's right. Miss Petty, can you draw a picture of Zip Toler from memory?
I think so.
Well, Miss Petty and I will show it around town while you mind her dress shop, Pardon.
No, no, me mind her dress shop. You ain't gonna leave me gun belt deep in all those frills and ruffles and things in a lady's store.
Now, take it easy.
Now, you just quit laughing, Miss Petty. I ain't gonna do it. No, ma'am. I just ain't gonna do it for even one little minute, and that is final. Miss Jackson, couldn't you wait till Miss Petty gets back?
No, siree. I've got to get back to the ranch by dark or Henry will skin me alive. You know how Henry is when he suppers late.
But I might get things mixed up.
No, you won't. I won't let you. And if Caroline Petty was fool enough to leave a big buffalo like you to mind her store, well, she must be giddier than I thought. Now, you hop to it.
Yes, ma'am.
First, I want one of them blue ostrich feathers to put on my new hat.
Uh-huh.
She keeps them in that third box from the top, up there on the second shelf from the ceiling.
Third top from the box on the second ceiling. Yes, ma'am. Way up there.
Well, the stepladder's right behind you.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Don't look very strong for one of my hats.
Jingles, I'm waiting.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm up. This the box?
No, the one over to your left. You'll have to move the ladder.
No, I can reach it. This one?
Yes. Jingles, look out! Oh, my stars. Jingles, are you all right?
No, I'm not. Got splinters in my back and 7 broken legs. Dent my reputation and an ostrich feather sticking out of my ear.
Yes, the blue one I want is just under your nose.
Yeah, it sure tickles.
Oh, now you've done it.
Done what?
You sneezed that feather right under the showcase. Well, while you're on your knees, fetch it out from there.
Oh, doggone it, Miss Jackson. Couldn't you take this red feather?
No, sir. Only a hussy would wear that.
Oh.
I came for the blue one and I mean to have it.
Excuse me, you sure are a determined woman. Well, here goes.
Yeah, that's it. Now, you've almost got it.
I'll have to tip this showcase just a little.
Yeah, well, be careful, Jingles. Don't tip it so far. Jingles! Oh, sure. Now you've gone and broken it.
Yeah. Sure did. That showcase is sure a mess.
I don't mean the showcase, you big clown. You broke my blue feather right in two.
Oh.
Now I'll have to wait until she gets a new shipment. Well, good day, Jingles. Tell Caroline Petty I'll be in next month.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Doggone it. Ain't that just like a woman? Sure better get this place cleaned up before Miss Petty gets back, or she'll be madder than a hornet. Wait a minute now. Where'd I put that necklace? That's not in his pocket. Must have dropped it. Oh, there it is. On the floor. Ooh, wee.
Yeah, you better leave it there, big boy.
Huh?
You heard me. I'll pick up that necklace for you.
No, you don't. You're a Zip Toler. That beard don't fool me.
Too bad you figured that out, lawman. Stand back from that necklace or I'll blast you.
Blast away, Toler. I'm taking this necklace.
That was your mistake, big boy. Now, give me that necklace.
I'll give you this instead, owl hoot.
I'm going to fill you full of lead.
Not with that gun. I'm taking it right now.
Yes, like this.
Oh!
Yeah. Now I get the necklace back, I'm going to be hard to catch.
Kid, Kids, act fast. Mail your entry today and get in on Kellogg's swell movie naming contest for boys and girls under 21. Now, the first prize winners, a boy and a girl, will get to act in a Wild Bill Hickok movie. They'll get a 2-week free trip to Hollywood, $250 spending money, their own film print of the movie, and a big 21-inch Motorola TV set. There are 500 second prizes and 500 third prizes. Now, just name a Wild Bill Hickok movie and address your entry to Kellogg's TV Contest, Box 749, Chicago 77, Illinois. That's Kellogg's TV Contest, Box 749, Chicago 77, Illinois. Each entry must be accompanied by a box top from Kellogg's Sugar Smacks or Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Hurry, contest closes June 15. When Jingles tangled with Zip Toller, the outlaw hit the big deputy over the head with his gun. As Jingles dropped to the floor, the bandit recovered the diamond necklace and made his escape. When Miss Petty found Jingles, she ran to the telegraph office screaming for Wild Bill Hickok.
Oh, Wild Bill! The Wild Bill Hickok! Oh, Bill, thank goodness you're still here.
Miss Petty, what's the matter?
But didn't you hear the shots? That man, he came back. Oh, poor Jingles.
What happened to Jingles? We haven't been gone 10 minutes.
Zip Toller hit him over the head and he's just lying there on the floor. I'm afraid he's dead.
Whereabouts? At your shop?
Yes. Oh, my poor Jingles.
Let's go.
Oh, it was awful. Jingles was just lying on the floor and the necklace was gone.
Well, maybe I made a mistake leaving it with him after all.
We weren't gone very long. Oh, there he is.
Yeah, he's coming too. Hey, Jingles. What happened, partner?
Oh, my head. It was terrible, Bill. First a hurricane ripped through here, and then a tornado, and 17 owl hoots came in and shot up the place. I fought them off single-handed.
Oh, you big fibber.
He's all right, Miss Petty. Anytime he can come up with a yarn like that, he's not hurt much.
Yeah, well, I'll trade you this bump on my head for anything you got.
It was Toller, wasn't it?
Yeah, and the varmint got away with the necklace.
Yeah, that's right, partner. This time he left enough sign for us to trail him. Can you ride?
Doggone right I can. Once I hit the saddle, I'm not giving up till that Gila monster's in jail. I'm plumb mad now! Bill, that varmint sure must have been riding bent for leather. We haven't even caught up with his dust yet.
He was in a hurry, all right. Hey, wait a minute. Pull up.
Whoa, Joker. What are you looking at?
Zip Toller's trying tricks on us now, partner. Look at those hoof prints.
Backtracking. Well, I'll be a pink-toed salamander. He must take us for a pair of boobs.
He's trying to gain time, that's all.
He's doing that all right. We got to find out where they turn off the backtrack now.
We're lucky there, Jingles. Here they go, off toward this pasture. All right, come on. Get up there, Buckshot.
Get along, Joker. Hey, look in that pasture. More horses. That give you an idea?
Sure does. Mr. Jasper was after a fresh mount.
So we got to find the one he was riding first, then pick up a new trail.
Right. Look around for a lathered horse first.
Yeah, he wouldn't go far once the saddle was off. Hey, there he is, Bill. Don't take much to spot lather on a big bay like him.
All right, pull up alongside of him. Look for boot tracks in the dirt.
Whoa. Some high grass around here. Might make tracks hard to read.
We'll find them. Better go off our horses and make sure, though. Stand there, Buckshot.
Yeah, hold it right there, Joker. Woo-wee, feels good to stretch my legs.
Down, Jingles.
Why, doggone that varmint, he was waiting for it.
I don't think so, partner.
Huh? Who else would be shooting at us? Hey, that was too dat burn close.
Then get out of my horse pasture and hit the road. If you don't, I'll blast you loose from your gun belt, and I can do it, too.
We're not trying to steal your horses, Pop. Now put on that rifle and give us a chance to talk to you.
No, sir, I ain't putting this shooting iron down for nothing to nobody. Now, if you want to talk, go ahead and shoot your mouth off, because you ain't got long.
Now, doggone it, you old field mouse. Get your finger off that trigger and listen to Wild Bill Hickok.
Wild Bill? Well, dead burn my britches. Air you, Wild Bill, for certain.
That's right, Pop. What's the idea of all the shooting?
I got a good reason. Had one horse thief in my pasture this afternoon. I ain't holding still for no more, no, sir.
Bill, reckon that was Toller?
Probably. Now tell me, Pop, what kind of a horse did he take?
My best one, naturally. Walleye Pinto on the Jasper Road south toward the river. Gone about, an hour.
That's all we need, Pop, and thanks. Hit the saddle, Jingles. We're coming to the end of the trail.
coming to the river, Bill.
Watch those tracks right close, Jingles. Toller's full of tricks.
Yeah, they're leading right down to the water's edge.
Then lock them over. Hello, Buckshot.
Uh-oh. He didn't go across.
You're right. He doubled back again. There they go, up in the rocks.
Bill, look out. He's on top of that ledge.
Pin him down with the lead. I'm going up there after him.
Gotcha. Steady, Joker. Don't spoil my aim.
Get up there, Buckshot. Dig in.
Watch yourself, Bill.
Your time's run out, Toller.
You come up here, you're digging your grave, Hickok.
We'll see about that. Just a little more, Buckshot.
I warned you, Hickok.
No! You got his gun!
Who, Buckshot? Who, boy? Now, Toller, I'm taking you in.
That's where you're wrong, lawman. Dead wrong.
Bill, he jumped into the river!
I'm right after him. Where'd that Jasper get to?
Behind you, Bill! Look out!
Yeah, lawman. Behind you.
You'll have to do better than that, Toller.
Yeah, I'll kill you, Hiccup.
Not that way, mister.
But I...
No. Like to try it again?
Yeah, you win. Don't drown me.
Here comes the rope, Bill. Tie him to it and I'll drag him in.
Thanks. You can wring him out and then we'll take him to jail.
There he is, Miss Petty, safe and sound behind them bars.
And the Van Up necklace is on its way back to New York.
Oh, I was on pins and needles all the time. I thought you'd never get back.
What are you going to do with the $1,000 reward, Miss Petty?
Oh, do I get that?
You sure do. That poster said the reward was to go to the person giving information leading to the arrest of Zip Toller, and that means you.
Yeah, it sure does. You got us into this mess with all your screaming and playing detective.
Well, you caught up with him, didn't you? And it'll cost me every cent of that $1,000 to repair all the damage you did to my dress shop, Jingles.
Oh, looks like you talked a little too much.
Yeah, I guess that's the trouble with me, Bill. I got a big case of foot and mouth disease. I open my big mouth, and the first thing you know, I put my big foot in it.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Thanks for being with us today, folks. We'll be back your way again this Friday.
Yes, sir, and with another action-packed Wild Bill Hickok adventure story, plan to be with us, will you?
So long, kids.
See you Friday.
Partners, they say variety is the spice of life. And you know, that's especially true at breakfast. So why not ask Mom to rope you a Kellogg's Variety Pack? You can't miss with this pack. It gives you 10 generous individual boxes of your favorites. There's that Snap Crackle Pop cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the flakes that taste best to more people, Kellogg's Corn Flakes, new Ready Sweetened favorites, and several others. So when you're looking for variety, ask Mom for Variety Pack, Kellogg's Variety Pack. The greatest name in cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Marion Richmond, Irene Tedrow, and Ken Christie. Our director was Paul Pierce, story written by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals. Reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!